A convoy of trucks with an unusual load from WA's Pilbara region will begin arriving in the Queensland northwest tomorrow to help graziers devastated by the recent floods. Up to 800 tonnes of rail iron has been donated to help with the reconstruction of thousands of kilometres of fencing that was washed away in the flooding. Coordinating the fence rebuilding effort is the rural volunteer group Blaze Aid, which has set up camp in Cloncurry. Chris Mayle is the Blaze Aid coordinator for Cloncurry. Chris, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've been there in Cloncurry for a little while now, I think, setting up a base. What did you find on the ground there in terms of, you know, the impact of the devastation of the floods, Chris?
As you are coming up, and we're Victorian, just to see the dead stock, it looks like a picturesque country scene, but when you look into the paddocks and you see the dead stock, then you see, well, there's no fences. You know, it just got, the further north we got, the worse it got. It's awful.
Is that where the idea of trying to get a delivery of rail iron came from?
Absolutely. The farmers just need to rebuild and try, once we get some fences up, to give them the opportunity to restock.
And so tell us about this delivery of rail iron. It was donated, I think, was it, by BHP? Is that right?
In Port Hedland. And there's a convoy of trucks have left, and I believe they are in Katherine this morning, was our last update. So we're expecting them here tomorrow, and we're organising a fleet of farmers, graziers, to come in, and we will load straight onto their trucks and they can take it home and get cracking on their rebuild.
And what form is it in, Chris? Can you describe for this rail line, how they're going to use it? Do they need to cut it? What do they do?
We're expecting most of it to be cut, and it will be used for corner posts and stays on many properties, but it can also be used for things like replacing the grid on their property entrance or anywhere in their property. So it could also perhaps be used for a little bit of construction within a stockyard. Mm. So it's multi-purpose, but it is predominantly for fencing and just to get those corner posts in so that we can get the fences up and get them nicely strung out to be tight, strained up nice and tight.
It's a very particular load you're delivering. What's been the response from the farmers, from the graziers rather?
My phone has rung hot with people saying, is it true? Is that coming? Can I have some, please? So they're desperate for it.
And I imagine they're desperate for a lot of things. How many volunteers come with this delivery, or is it really just the iron itself and the graziers themselves need to deal with it?
Yeah, it's the delivery itself. I believe there's three triple semi-trailers coming across with this load, so that probably means there's a minimum of six drivers have brought it across, but I understand they're organising to bring more. The flood has affected an area of approximately 800 square kilometres, as far as I'm aware. So there's a lot of properties being impacted, and the force of the water was incredible.
Tell us about that, Chris. Blaze Aid is an established charity. It's all volunteers. You went to Cloncurry after you heard the stories. How many of you there, and what are you doing at the moment besides the fencing iron? What else is going on?
There's about 25 volunteers out in the field at the moment, and they are helping with cleaning up. A lot of our properties were inundated with water, silt and mud, so they're shoveling rubbish out of them. We're cleaning up machinery sheds. We're helping if a tradesperson comes in and let's say they're a diesel mechanic, well, they get straight on to getting the property owner's grazer or dozer or excavator, tractor, whatever, working again.
It's great work, Chris. How do you get your donations? How do you support yourself? Is it just human resources, or do you
we
seek?
We are not government funded at all.
Do you seek funding donations from people, or do you seek goods?
Absolutely, funding donations are good because we can then spend that money in Cloncurry or Richmond or wherever the camp is, and that money helps sustain the township. Because if you take a great proportion of your ratepayers, for want of a broader term, that can't spend, because they have no income, the town suffers. So if we get monetary donations in, we can spend that money locally, and that sustains a lot of businesses and helps the town survive, because rural towns are struggling.
They are struggling. Blaze Aid, it's a great charity. People can donate now. Chris, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with that task ahead. It's a huge
one. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Chris Mayle is the coordinator in Cloncurry at the moment for the volunteer group Blaze Aid. And as you heard her there, what they need is financial support, really. They're not government funded. They try and buy from the locals to try and support the local economies. But a lot of people giving a hand, doing incredible work. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 9.